Hey friends, welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. Okay, so I've been pondering this episode and what we were going to make it about for quite some time, obviously, but I've been thinking a lot lately about what is happening in our world, all the darkness and all the evil, and yet something else is rising, just like everyone else is calling it. We're going to call it a turning point, and that is coordinated with our episode today. So there is a revival stirring, and I can feel it. Jesus is on the move, let's just say that, and it feels like we can hear, like, what we hear in scripture is being lived out in real time. I've seen a lot of people online step up and out in faith recently. A lot of people that I wasn't expecting or that I didn't even realize followed, you know, Christ. And I just think that is it's just amazing. It's crazy. A lot of people I've loved listening to their music or watching them or whatever they may do have literally come out this week and said, Jesus is at the center, period. Like, Jesus Christ is Lord, you know? And it's amazing. It's so comforting. If you've been keeping up, I didn't want to stay silent about this, obviously, because pastors are mentioning it and authority figures and everything. There's been a lot going on. But even though I am some tiny human, I still have meaning and purpose, and I think that my words do matter, of course. So if you've been keeping up, you know about the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk, a man of faith who died because of what he believed in, you know, a man who was just using his rights of freedom of speech, was killed for his opinion and his beliefs. And that has moved a lot of people. People, you know, maybe hadn't even been to a church or hadn't picked up a Bible in a while. Like, it's back to seeking something deeper. It's seeking God. There have been so many people, you know, go to church this week or praying or opening a Bible or just buying a Bible or just confessing with their tongue that Christ Jesus is Lord. Like, this is huge, guys. This is big. This is a revival. This is a turning point in history. And I'm so excited to be living through it for that reason, but so devastated that a death had to, you know, make it all come to this. It's sad. So today is a little bit off topic, and that's okay, but I want to talk about what that means and why it matters and how we're going to connect it to the passage of Matthew we're talking about today. So it's Matthew 24, 9 through 14. If you want to flip in your Bibles or anything. Okay, so we're going to do this in sections. I think there's about four sections. Section one. Charlie Kirk was known for being outspoken. He was loved by many and controversial to others, okay? But he believed in the power of his faith, and he died because of it. Politics aside, he constantly stepped out in faith, and that is huge. He never, ever denied Jesus. He never, ever not brought Jesus up. Like, he always said, you know, Jesus comes first. Jesus is at the center. All of that. And that is what made me like him 10 times more. Because he was unashamed and so, so, so faithful. Yeah. And I truly believe when he was in the arms of Jesus, Jesus said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I just know Jesus said that to him. Stepping out in faith can be hard, okay? And what has blown me away is how people have responded. There was grief and shock, of course, but also revival. I mean, churches were filling up this past Sunday. Bibles are being read for the first time or purchased for the first time or opened. Conversations circling about faith everywhere, online, in homes, among friends, at schools, at work. It's absolutely amazing, but it's so tragic that we got here because of a death, because of an assassination. And then there's the other side of people that are celebrating death. I just can't even believe that that is even humanly possible. How do you celebrate someone being murdered? Whether you agreed with everything he said or not, it's completely wrong. Because this is about more than just politics. This is about humanity and empathy. I mean, have you lost it? This is about faith and love and life. And Charlie, he was more than his opinions and controversies. He was a brother. He was a husband. He was a child of God. And he was a father. Even if you didn't agree with him, he pointed to something bigger than we all knew. You know, bigger. Something bigger that we were afraid of. You know, he stepped out in faith constantly. He was constantly declaring that Christ Jesus is Lord. As the saying goes, you can kill the messenger, but you cannot kill the message. That brings us to section 2. Let's look at Matthew 24, 9 through 14. I read this, I think, last night, and it just made me feel something. I want to read it, and then we will unpack it, especially as it relates to what we can be seeing in the world now. Then you'll be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from their faith, and they will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. There is so much, I mean so much to unpack. There's persecution, betrayal, hatred, deception. These are not abstract. Like, we see them now, guys. People are being targeted for their faith. There are social media and polarized beliefs. There's people yelling and hating rather than just listening. Like, there are false messages and ideologies and cults, you know, idols that twist the truth. Love is growing and people are becoming heartless and hard toward people, and they have lost their empathy and humanity as a whole. But in that same exact breath, there is hope. Jesus says that the gospel will go out to all of the nations as a testimony, and the one who endures will hold onto their faith. Even when everyone disagrees or tells you to dial it down, you will be saved. The scripture helps us see what we are experiencing. Shock, anger, grief. Like, guys, these are signs. They are painful signs, but they have a purpose. Section 3. This is where the revival part comes in. Because we see this evil and this darkness, but we also see people waking up. It's a turning point. People are asking questions again. They are rediscovering what faith even means. People are turning to God for answers because they are being left empty. They see this recent tragedy. They see Charlie's death. It has become more than this. It's become a turning point because people are seeing through the veneer. They are seeing that this life is fragile and it has meaning, and you don't know what tomorrow holds. Belief matters, and faith demands a stand. These people need someone to rely on, someone to go to. And you know who they're seeking out? They're seeking out Jesus. And that is exactly what we need. That is exactly what we hope for as Christians. It sucks that a tragedy had to lead to such goodness and revival, but it's a purpose, it's a plan, it's a journey. So don't romanticize revival, okay? It's actually messy. There's an ache and there's tears and there's conviction, there's sacrifice, and it leads us to ask questions like, why do I believe so strongly in something that I'd live for it? That I'd even die for it? We don't know when Jesus is going to come. We don't have a schedule or a timestamp. We don't have a clock and it's running out. We don't know. But we are called to live expectantly, to walk in love and encourage and plant seeds of hope, and to let our lives be witness. Let our lives be a testament of faith. Section 4. What does it mean? What does that mean for you as you listen to this podcast? As people of faith or people wanting faith, what does it mean? You know what this means? It means to stand firm on what you believe. You never back down, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's hard. When people mock your belief, when hate is celebrated, step out in faith. We are just like Jesus. Jesus was mocked and made fun of for what he was preaching, for what he was saying. They didn't believe him. And they hung a perfect man on the cross. And I think if Jesus came back, they'd try to do the same exact thing. Love on people, even those who disagree, even those who are hurting, because love distinguishes the message, okay? Speak your truth, but speak the truth in the love and hold on to your scripture, guys. Read your Bible, get in the Word. You don't know when your last day is going to be. Let it shape your outlook on life and your words. Let people perceive you as a light of God. Pray, guys, pray. I cannot stress this enough. It's so simple. Pray for our country. Pray for the Kirk family, anyone who's going through a hard time. Pray for the revival to grow, for the healing, for mercy. We can't go back in time. We cannot resurrect people who are already gone. We cannot change what's been done, but we can continue to carry their message. Because the recent tragedy, people were trying to silence us. The person who did this killing, someone, they thought killing someone would silence us for good. But the stir in people's hearts has grown rabid. And if you think that Charlie had an impact when he was alive, there's an even greater one now. Because people are finally waking up. This is called a turning point. People are waking up, guys. Let our faith be more evident than our fear. People are waking up. It is a turning point. This is revival. Guys, we're going to make heaven crowded. To wrap this all up, because this episode has been running a little long. Yes, the world feels broken. Because it is. You know, evil is very loud, but even louder is the message of Jesus. He said in Matthew 24:9-14 that persecution, betrayal, and wickedness would come, but that the gospel would continue to be preached and that the truth would always have a place, and that those who endure and confess that Christ Jesus is Lord and stand firm would be saved. Charlie's life and death underscore something huge. Faith still matters to people. You know, we're listening and our hearts are turning. Revival is more than just a word. It's happening. It's present. It's going on right now. Let's hold on to that, okay? Let's be a part of that. Let's believe and pray. Let's hope with everything we have, every fiber of our being, that Jesus comes soon to rescue our broken world. Here are some questions that I'm posing for you today in conclusion. If following Jesus costed you everything, would you still say yes? Are you living a faith that is strong enough to stand even if it's mocked or opposed or threatened? Are you only believing when it's comfortable? Or are you willing to carry the cross when it gets heavy? Thank you for listening. And if this episode has moved you, you should share it. If it has challenged you, let's have a conversation about it. Okay, reach out. Stay strong and faithful and stand firm in what you believe in. Step out in faith and pray, friends. Because there's a revival going on in the country, but there's a lot of evilness too. And as people of faith, our country needs as much prayer as it can get. Have a lovely week. I will see you next Tuesday.